regarding the investment consultant for Sisera.
So follow-ups on our discussion, changes at Milliman. From the September memo talking about Jeff Youngman's departure and then Bob Hellison's announced retirement.
Which is Jeff is doesn't come.
Jeff, no, you Jeff left the firm in September.
You never met Jeff.
You didn't know.
Okay, good.
So the consulting team for Milliman will be, post Bob's retirement, will be Marty and Dorian, who you've seen for the last couple of meetings, both relatively new hires. The board has conducted an on-site with Milliman to discuss with Marty and Dorian their process, philosophy, how they fit into the rest of Milliman, et cetera. Board chair asked for this memo to be back on, basically as a discussion item. What direction does the board wish to pursue at this point? Are you comfortable with Milliman and the new team going forward? Would you like to issue an RFP to see what other services, what other vendors are available and at what price points? Basically, we're ready to have that discussion here.
Sure.
Did we hear back what your take was on that? I'm not remembering that.
The individual board members reported back.
Okay, well, I guess
and
as part
again,
of this conversation, I would like to revisit that before. I'm looking to you. What is your recommendation?
And I'm not trying to be coy, but this is really not a call I make.
I understand that, but do you feel that we will be well served by Milliman, or do you feel we need to look? Is it time to go out and look? And they can apply, and they can compete, and we still may go. But I'm just trying to get a sense. I do look to you for whether you think we should be doing an RFPI, whatever we want to call this one, or if we should. Or maybe I look to my other board members.
My gut feeling at first was that we do an RFP because Milliman's been with us for how long?
Since the mid-80s.
And I think it's just a good performance evaluation or exercise if you do an RFP
practice.
To kind of measure where we are with them and their competitors out there.
Well, and I appreciate that. I'm looking to those who went and your background and expertise.
And there have been coming and goings with Milliman personnel.
Right, I get
Carrie Halley.
Probably my fault.
Tim Price. a number. The one consistency has always been Bob Hellison.
And now
Bob is leaving, and we have two new people who may be very competent and serve us very well, but we don't know that at this point, and we don't know what else is out there.
Right.
John?
I was going to say, as one of our committee, there were a number of us who were there. I think we'd be well served to go out to the marketplace and look at others. I think I'd want to be very slow to say we know we'd be replacing Milliman. From my experience, I don't like it when I'm on the Milliman side, but Milliman will get a lot sharper in the process.
Right.
If we don't do that, we are not particularly sending a positive message to Milliman from our point of view that there is some risk. The consultant should always feel there's some risk of loss, that they have to be competitive, they have to be on top of what our needs are, et cetera, et cetera. So I think we'd be well served to go out.
So I've been on a number of the site visits in the last year, and I think I agree with you that just as a matter of normal course of action, they will get better if they are selected. They'll be better for the process of doing an RFP. But one of the things that I would like to request in this process is that the RFP be carefully written with what our expectations are, clearly what our expectations are of our consultant. And I say that because I've been on some of these site visits, and sometimes I'll ask the question of, well, doesn't our consultant do that? And sometimes the answer is, well, we kind of do it, and I'm not sure that we really as have as good of a handle as I think we should on what is the role of Milliman, and along with that, what is the role of our CIO? And so I think the two things should be written together as a program. This is the role of our CIO, and maybe that exists already. Maybe there's a job description or something to that effect. Here's the role of our consultant, and maybe here's where they marry over. So that would be my request. I'm in favor of doing an RFP.
Scott, and then Harvey.
Question of Tim, and it really comes out of the memo, the recommendations, in either two or three. I didn't pull it back up, but there's a reference to having a structure of a general consultant and then a specialty consultant.
Yep.
And assuming Milliman's a general consultant, and I think they are, do you see a role for specialty consultants? Is that a structure that you would want to see, irrespective of whether Milliman is the general consultant or not? I guess that's my question.
It's an idea that's worth exploring. I'm not necessarily going to advocate for it in the absence of a very specific set of guidelines, a very specific set of measurements of what success means from a specialty consultant, and without seeing what the cost is. I will tell you, anecdotally, what I've heard is the specialty consultants, you know, typically consult on private equity, hedge funds, or real estate. Three important but relatively small aspects of a total fund portfolio. And from what I've seen from other systems, the specialty consultant fees dwarf the general consultant fees. We would have to have a very honest and open discussion whether we thought the additional fees would be offset by the increased returns. I'm not convinced, in the absence of, you know, asking the question, that it's worth it. But is it worth asking? Is it worth saying, this is what we expect to get from our real estate sleeve? This is what we expect to find out about private equity. And if the general investment consultant can deliver that, great. And if we see that maybe they can't, but you can get that from a specialty consultant, then you say, okay, now is it worth the extra money?
Yeah, and I'm not, I guess I'm just reacting to your response. It to me, the idea of a specialty consultant would be largely need-driven fees aside, for the moment, putting aside cost, which I understand is a material factor, but putting that out of the equation for the moment, seemed to me that if that would be something important to me, if it was important to you from your assessment of need. I'm not catching that. I'm not feeling like there's an overwhelming sense of need to have a specialty consulting relationship or relationships here.
Yeah.
Well, how
it doesn't sound that
up?
Way to me, anyway.
How did the idea come up in the first place?
Of a specialty consultant?
Yeah, is it because Milliman lacked the expertise in these areas?
It's been discussed at the board level before.
Yeah, and it's probably been driven by seeing what some of our peer systems do in SACRs. Yeah, some use a specialty real estate, some use a specialty hedge fund, some use a special private equity. Obviously, we don't do hedge funds currently, so no need there in the immediate future. Real estate, I'd probably be less inclined to pursue, especially consultant, given our track record and expertise in-house, and do it no small part to the quality managers we have in that space. In private equity, there's probably room for additional information to come in, whether the fees would be commensurate with the services received, we could take a look at.
It depends on the vehicle that we invest in. Like if we're investing in a fund of funds such as Adams Street or Pathway,
yeah.
We don't need the drill down expertise of a private consultant. We're not buying individual pieces of real estate ourselves.
Yeah.
We're hiring a manager to deal with that. So
that's a perfect point there. If we start to follow a different model where we're pursuing direct investments, we're going to need additional expertise, we're also going to need additional in-house resources. So it becomes kind of a circular discussion there.
Is the current working, is the current structure between you and what Milliman provides as general consulting services working for you? In other words, is the bundle of services that they're providing, forget the people for the moment, just the services that you're being provided, that we're being provided, is that group of services and the interaction a good working model for you? In other words, is it broke or no? It's not broke.
No.
So in terms of structure and position, it works.
And what we have with Milliman, the structure of the relationship, is pretty much a standard general consulting relationship.
That was the following.
There's not
okay.
a lot unique about this.
Okay.
If we go out to bid, we're basically going to take the current contract and the current practices that aren't necessarily in the contract and codify those and say, this is, to Deborah's point, these are our expectations
right.
of the investment consultant.
The
and
Got
no general investment consultant is going to look at that and say, you know, A, B, and C make sense, but D is, we've never done that for anybody. The one thing that might be different from what some of our peers get from the general investment consultant is the frequency with which we have the general consultant here in front of the board. Milliman's here a lot, and they can do that because they're local.
Right.
You hire somebody in New York, St. Louis, et cetera, either the fees are going to go up dramatically to be out here all the time, or they're just going to say we won't attend that many meetings. But by and large, the structure of the relationship, it's pretty straightforward. It's pretty standard. It can be enhanced, but it's not broken.
So is this more? I'm gonna try to interpret what I'm hearing, but it sounds more to me like away from what I would call a more traditional RFP or an IFB, where you're actually trying to procure a good or a service with a given specification, maybe very detailed specification. Is this more of a request for quals and price? Because if the general nature of the consulting business and the interaction you have is pretty much similar to or the same as persons in your position have in other organizations, then I'm sensing a fungible kind of a bundle of what you get set, but the quals make all the difference and maybe price.
I don't think I would agree with that statement, and here's why. What a consultant delivers is so utterly qualitative and driven by personality and internal processes that even a performance measurement report, which is probably the most standardized piece that an investment consultant will put out, varies dramatically from firm to firm. The depth they put into it, the quality controls they put into it. If we think of a manager search process, I don't know what database every firm uses. I don't know the quality and the tenure of the individuals running the process. I don't know how that's communicated to the senior investment consultants and in turn communicated to the client. Whether it's an iterative process, whether things are pre-ranked, there's a lot of different moving pieces beyond what headline looks like, performance measurement,
okay,
manager search, asset allocation.
And you would expect to get that then. If you skillfully wrote an RFP,
yes,
you could actually identify those areas and be able to discern between,
yeah,
different vendors.
There,
right?
There will be standardized headings, but the way that the individual investment consultants deliver those standardized headings can vary quite significantly.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's exactly what I needed to know.
Yeah.
Normally I go to the institutional roundtable consultants roundtable meeting every year, and basically it's a group of consultants and their discussions on services provided and industry standards and things like that. And a lot of these consultants, everybody wants to make money, and a lot of them will say, if you ask them, well, do you provide this service? And they said, well, yeah, absolutely we do. And they may have somebody who maybe has had that much experience doing it, but they're saying, yeah, we could do it. So you really do have to look at the people, the quality of the people, the experience, and the interaction on how people are going to interact with our staff and with the board. So it's not really a fungible set of services that you're looking for. You're also looking for how do they apply those services and what's the quality of those services. So I agree with Tim's assessment.
The least quantitatively driven
yeah,
RFP that you'll ever see. This is all about, it comes down to trust and guidance.
Culture.
And I don't know how you quantitatively measure those.
I don't know how you do either.
This is a very iterative process.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been very, very, very lucky over the years with the people that we've hired. Harvey.
Yeah, a lot of boards are struggling with how do you measure the performance of the consultant, as opposed to your investment managers where you have all these metrics to measure them by. And one of the things that we talk about with a lot of systems is, from the consultant point of view, is risk mitigation. What are your expectations that you've written into your contract and into your policies that you want your investment consultant to do? What kind of reporting do you want them to regularly get from the investment managers? What kind of disclosures should they be making to you? What kind of prohibitions on links between the consultant and investment managers, a big issue. Tim, I think, answered your question a bit, Deborah, on how do we get clarity on the roles and that sort of thing. And one of the things that we do in these processes is we write the contract. We literally put out RFPs for consultants, and part of the RFP is the contract itself. And you put all what your expectations are in performance and indemnifications or whatever you want, and what you want them reporting and on what frequency and what disclosures you want to be made. Put that in the contract so that everybody who's bidding on that comes back to you accepting those terms or telling you why they can't accept those terms, and that, you know, that it gets a lot of that information. But then you have that clarity already in writing as part of the RFP process, and you don't have to worry about whose role is what in handling these things. But there is a big issue on risk mitigation with consultants, so that you avoid the headline risk, if nothing else, of things that you're not expecting to happen. Consultants have gotten into trouble in the past, and so you can mitigate that.
Jerry?
Yeah. I'm going to have a hard time accepting an RFP, but it's okay with me because I think we need to see other people if it happens that way. But in terms of the services provided by Milliman, and granted there's new people in the office, and maybe their services may not be as good as what we've had in the past, and we won't know unless we run the road with them to see, or if they win an RFP and come back and win it. But I go to the character of the firm and how they interact with me or with this board. And Milliman, for as long as I've been on this board, has always responded to my requests, have always been there when I wanted to know something extra, have invited me over to see how they do an RFP because I was really interested. I was by myself, and they spent, in fact, I think you were on that. You were on that at that time. You were working for them, and they spent 2.5-3 hours with me that day making sure I understood the process that they went through, which helps me when we make a decision on an RFP. So I've been extremely happy with them. Again, I'm not opposed to going outside, and maybe that'll make them sharper than what they already are, but I have been happy with them. And they'll be included if we do an RFP. I'm sure they'll be included in it. But I don't think we're going to be able to see the intangibles that we have seen with firms that respond to the RFP. I mean, they'll give us the standard approach, and maybe building stuff in would help us get there. But we've already got the trust factor there. We've already got the knowledge that they'll serve us. But okay, so enough said for me. You just know I'm in favor of Milliman.
Okay, Jerry, Bill, Richard.
I think a lot of this is going to come down to the cultural match. I mean, one of the reasons we do searches with investment firms, I think most of the people, I shouldn't say most of the people feel the same way I do. When I look at the packages and the presentations they make, they're indistinguishable from one another, if I had to make that decision. But we do site visits, and we also do presentations with people. And we've actually had instances in which we've said, good, solid presentation, don't like the people, or not thrilled with the presentation. And I do think there has to be a cultural match. There has to be a comfort level, a trust. That's part of it, too. And so, yeah, I think that'll be subjective. But I think that's important. And I think it's important to go out and look and see what other kind of subjective matches there might be. You have to do a little bit more dating, if you'll pardon the expression, before you decide to make a commitment. It may well be Milliman, but it could well be somebody else.
Right. Will?
First off, I was on the on-site. That was my first one, so I don't have anything really to compare it to other than I thought it was positive, excluding the staff changes, and there's some questions there that I think all of us have. Tim, are there any identifiable problems with Milliman as right now that we have?
Just the identifiable?
Other than the staff.
The staff is the issue here. to my mind, the real issue for this board has been you've had Bob as the point of continuity. That changes. You have a new investment team. Your consulting team changes, period, full stop. How broadly do you want to look at possible changes?
Right. So that being said, I think it would be even though I had a positive experience there, I think it's still healthy for this fund to put it out on RFP. I hope that it's Milliman. I know we have a great working relationship with them. You know, we're talking about the relationship and the how we work together, and you know, Tim previously worked there, so that's insight for us. It's an advantage. My fear is that we go to an RFP and we get blown over by those super marketers, you know, that turn it on, but maybe they don't perform and they're not always available, like Jerry's saying, on the hook. That's my fear, that we get pushed over by that. Well, but I think it's healthy for this fund to put it on an RFP.
I agree, and I think as we go through the RFP, or before we prepare for the RFP, we should come up with the criteria we'll base our decision on, and it shouldn't just be on personality. There should be a record, history of their successes, and of course there will be references we'll have to check to find out what others thought of them.
Okay. Well, doing an RFP, it is actually considered a prudent thing every so many of years, but it's done in the vein of confirming your choice a lot of times. But of all the things. And I brought it up earlier about when we first hired Dorn and Hellison. This is something that we, as board members, have a lot of control. You know, we'll just slow down a little bit on the time frame, but what everybody needs to do is talk to other trustees. It's very true about reading marketing material from somebody who has a PhD in marketing, okay? There are people who can sell you the shirt on your back. All right, and you run into one, it may not be the best decision. But I'm saying you can talk at Sackers. They have different consultants. Talk to them. Hey, what type of problems do you have? Or what did you like and stuff like that? Because the big players are all known, and people have them. And the consultants roundtable, the list of people there, right, to find out how other people do. And it's not something staff can do for it. It's something... So we can have the trust that Sherry's talking about. It's talk to one of our peers from a different county or different system. Hey, who do you use for consultant? What's the best things? What's the worst things? And we do that. You'll get a consensus here and feel comfortable about however you do it. Because that's the measure, is how you feel about what's going on and what's being done to us. And why we rework the system, our peers are just like us. I mean, they're a little wackier sometimes, but do you know what I mean? The Orange County people, the L.A., the San Venture, all those people, they have consultants. What do they like? What don't they like? It'll even come up the issue about the specialization. And I think if you just set a little horizon here and give us everybody time to do it, you know, to ask. You know, if you have a friend who's another trustee or something, you know, just ask how they're doing it, and it'll be a winner. It's probably the best. The one issue, I think, the consultant is where the board is the primary thing, because it's us, the board members, who have to be happy and have to have the faith and trust that, you know, you're not being led around with a ring in your nose, but you're just, you know, you're protected as you wander. I think it's real easy to do, and it's out there, and just the same as you would say a good thing or bad thing about Milliman, our peers and other funds will say the same thing about their consultant. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we'd ever be looking for a little teeny shop. We'd be looking for one of the players, and they're all known, and they're out there, and they're working right, and I think it's a wonderful idea. So if you just ask our peer group.
Yeah, I don't think those are mutually exclusive. I think that's an excellent suggestion. I know we have a roundtable coming up on the 7th in Burbank, and I think Harvey's speaking at that, and I'm definitely going to be attending that, and that's an excellent opportunity to interact. But I don't know that, you know, I would do that in addition to or concurrent with whatever else we were doing, too.
No, I meant to go ahead. If you're going to do an RP, no problem with that. But, yeah. Hey, here's an opportunity where
it's a great idea.
We could do our own work.
Yeah.
Does it, and I don't know the answer to this for myself, but I'm just wondering, does anyone have any thoughts on the geographic location of people
yes.
that we ask to respond?
Close by is better.
Can we not put that in the RFP?
So do we?
Absolutely.
So in issuing an RFP, do you only go out to local
California firms, maybe?
Or do you go to...
My the board could do what they want, obviously, but my recommendation would be you set your expectation of what you want, accessibility, attendance, et cetera. If somebody thinks they have a way of doing that from someplace farther away, hear
London.
Them out. It would be a pretty high bar, but I wouldn't exclude it offhand.
Yeah, but you might have somebody in Phoenix or Denver or, you know, LA.
They have a video conference.
Okay. Seattle.
Even Milliman has multiple offices. You know, you're going to get somebody. The biggies, I mean, how many offices does Callan have?
Yeah, but what we learned from the site visit is that really the San Francisco office is uniquely the one delivering this particular service.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That we did come away with.
Yes.
Which was an interesting construct of how they're put together. And unless I've misstated that.
A couple of comments here. You know, I think, and what I'm hearing from Jerry is you've got incredible insight into your existing general consultant that's led to your comfort level. And from Will, what you're concerned about is hearing from a sharp marketer and, you know, having that sway your opinion. Just so the board knows, if you authorize an RFP, this is not going to look like a manager RFP. There's going to have to be an ad hoc committee of the board. Again, this is a fiduciary relationship directly to the board, not to staff, not to the CEO, directly to the board. There's got to be board-level input along the process. Obviously, staff stands ready to, you know,
support,
run this thing or help you run it, but we've got to have board-level buy-in. That includes drafting the requirements, drafting the RFP, evaluating the RFP responses. And I don't envision this as something where four finalists come in, you choose a finalist, and you conduct a single on-site. This is probably going to be something where you get down to a group of 3 to 5, and there's going to have to be board-level on-sites to all the semifinalists. And in some of these cases where you've got field offices and central offices, you're going to have to go to the central office to vet manager research. You're going to have to go to the field office to see how the senior consultants receive that information, process it, and get out to their clients. It's big, it's involved, it's messy. Just be aware that this is a major undertaking. And it's not going to look, you're going to have a lot more data points along the way in the process, along with all your additional research.
You mean you're not going to do all that for us?
It's going to do it with us.
No.
Do it with us.
I'll help you, Jerry.
So how do we give this kind of swings it back 360 to Karen's or original comment or one of your comments? I appreciate what you're saying about the board, and I also appreciate some sensitivity I think that there may be to your past relationship with Milliman. But I need your input.
Absolutely.
And to have this board, for instance, come down with a list of 5 finalists, 4 of whom you're quietly in the background saying, I can't live with those guys. You know, if they pick one of those guys, I'm splitting. You know, we need to know what kind of, you know, this is a small world for you too, Tim. And
yeah,
so you know these guys, you know what kind of rep they've got. I'm not saying you have to make the final decision, but having your input, I think, is important for this board.
And you will have my full unvarnished opinion in terms of what the qualifications are, who's good in what spaces, everything. You're going to get all of my opinion. It's up to the board to, you know, balance out, well, Tim thinks these folks are strong in asset allocation, but we can manage a research. How does that add up to, you know, the overall package? Or is the field consultant so good that I'm willing to live with this person knowing there's a weakness in
this
space?
That's good. I had this feeling that ball was bouncing over here and staying over here.
Can we move this item, please?
Yeah.
I think we've had enough discussion that we want to go out to an RFP. Or Tim, did you already move that?
I have not.
Somebody.
So moved.
A second.
Yeah. Let's
Tim, do you want an ad hoc committee involved in drafting the RFP at that point, or are you comfortable doing that?
Come on, this is ridiculous.
I can do an initial draft, but we're going to need an ad hoc committee to review it before it's issued.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Karen, do you mind? Or do
whoever,
Richard,
just let's move it on. We've had a discussion.
Yes.
We have a discussion. The second.
Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Extension, motion carries. Okay. Who's interested in being on the committee? Don, Deborah, Rusty, Jerry.
We've got to have some balance here, folks.
How many we got?
4. So John, Deborah, Rusty. I'm sorry.
Probably
John,
need
Deborah,
another,
Rusty, Jerry.
Another.
Well, what are they on the committee for?
This is to review it before it's issued.
Oh, okay. For the sort of the
probably 2 and 2 would be good.
I'm not sure. Well,
you want to do it?
All three of us are.
One elected and three appointed.
He's elected.
Can you be on there?
Sure.
Since you went on the site visit, I think it'd be.
It'd be very appropriate.
Sure. So, well, it's a new thoughts. Yeah.
That's right.
I think he's going to end up on the web development committee as well.
Oh, I don't think so.
The developer going to be the chair.
But Rusty's elected.
Yeah,
he's elected.
So no. Are we about?
Oh, he's not elected. The same
we have 2, 2, and 1.
So he's statutorily important.
We only have four. Up to four. We can't have a four.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I have four?
All right.
We can't have five. You'll notice your meeting.
Who are the final four?
Well,
we got
Purdue, Villanova,
Will, John, Jerry, you, and Deborah are the five. Why don't you guys sort it out?
Who are the two elected?
I'm elected.
Nine. Are you elected too?
Can you live with it? Yet?
Bill and I are elected. In
have two labor and two management. Come on, guys, figure it.
Either way, we don't have to be on. I think it would be fine.
Sometimes like this, I like being a mere appointee.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. I'll let you do it, Jerry. You and Will.
The big dogs right. Scrap this out.
Okay, so Deborah, John, Jerry, and Will?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And you all went on the site visit, so.
I didn't realize that site visit was going to be site.
So the well, convenience, Will.
I thought it was a convenience for me to do it.
That's what you get.
Hey. On the bait.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Item 12, consider authorizing attendance of board and staff, A, CalPERS General Assembly in March.